stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Thursday, October 16th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got some other stories pulled up here from Washington. And it has to do with the government shutdown, how the Democrats are basically overplaying their hands. Because one of the things that I think is really showing how desperate they're getting is now they've resorted to these, I guess, the only way I can call it is these attempts to draw attention to themselves. Wearing a sombrero, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who at one point was going to run for president of the United States on the Democrat side, says that Americans don't find President Trump's sombrero memes of Jeffries and Schumer funny. Well, there's a meme of her wearing a sombrero at the microphone with Schumer standing next to her. Be honest. Are you offended by the memes? First of all, I don't even understand the intent behind it. But I think it's absolutely hilarious that they're so offended by this. That they're actually going to go in front of cameras during a press conference that's being broadcast by CNN and stand in front of a microphone wearing a sombrero. The very thing that they are claiming what Donald Trump puts on these memes isn't funny, they're going to stand in front of a microphone and wear exactly what he did in the meme? I mean, this is getting crazy. Then all the... Excuse me, sorry, hate to tell you this, but liberal progressive women are ugly. Every single ugly Democrat woman carrying a sign, chanting, swear her in, swear her in. Allegedly, supposedly, 218th vote. 218th vote to cast by this woman getting sworn in who won a special election, some Democrat lady somewhere. Don't even care what state, where she's from, don't care. Well, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, hasn't sworn her in yet. Why? Because the government is shut down. What part of this do you not get? Well, why do they need her so importantly to be sworn in? Because she's the 218th vote that would give them the ability to demand the Epstein files be released to the general public, forcing supposedly Pam Bondi to give up the Epstein files. All of it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But the government shutdown, she's not going to get sworn in for a while. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Smith & Up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. I guess this Saturday, October 18th, there's all these protest rallies scheduled all over the country, all over the state of Michigan. Well, down in Livonia, Jan Murray friend of mine on X stood outside of a senior assisted living center in Livonia. And they did a dry run for Saturday's gathering where they got all these old people with canes and walkers, motorized scooters, with these crowns on their hats, on their heads, saying, "No kings." I mean, there's, how long is this video? 1 minute and 37 seconds long. All of these elderly people walking out of a senior assisted living facility, holding signs, signs strapped around their necks, wearing these goofy, kind of look like, you know, those crowns they give you at Burger King for birthdays for the kids, kind of paper crowns like that, but they're all solid gold. Walkers, scooters, canes, probably, I don't know, minimum 37 seconds, over 100 of them coming out of this building. And then I get this flyer sent to me. It was kind of interesting. Let's see, where was that? That was on Signal. Here it is. Saturday, October 18th. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. The website, mobilize.us/no kings. Listen to the cities, the areas these protests are going to be at. Well, Trucker Randy, why would you want to promote these events? I'm just saying these are areas you might want to consider staying away from. Capitol in Lansing on Saturday. Nobody's going to be there. From 3 to 7. Grand Rapids, 1 to 4. Then they're going to come back after dinner and do another one from 11 to 1 a.m. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Oscoda, Paw Paw, Petoskey, Rochester Hills, Battle Creek, Big Rapids, Lake Orion, Crystal Falls, Detroit. Detroit, they're going to be there in Detroit from 3 to 5. Macomb County, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Elk Rapids, my little Antrim County, 10 to 11. Romeo, 12 to 2. Rochester Hills, 12 to 4. South Lyon, South Haven, Standish, St. Joseph, 11 to 1. Taylor, Michigan. Manistee, 12 to 1:30. Marquette, 10:30 to noon. All these cities. And you know what? Really? What are you guys trying to protest exactly? What, you're saying that Donald Trump's a king and that you're standing up against protesting against your president, who's going to be president for 3 more years and 2 months? Nothing basically going to change. The election isn't until November of 2028. The new president won't take office until January 20th of 2029. You guys are just, hate to say it, spitting in the wind. Not going to have any impact on us, not going to have any impact on the president, not going to have any impact on any of our politicians. So basically a complete waste of time. But hey, knock yourself out. I hope it rains. Maybe that will stop some of this insanity, but we'll see. Now, got a very simple statement yesterday from the president. U.S. military boots on the ground will not be needed to disarm Hamas, President Trump says. Nope, not necessary in any way, shape, or form. Israel's military totally capable of doing it. Well, now the next step story that's coming out. Is this a sign that if they break the ceasefire and use military force to get the weapons from Hamas, is that a violation of the peace treaty that was just signed on Monday? Today's Thursday. Well, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. But here's the interesting reaction. All the other Arab nations that were in Egypt, sitting behind President Donald Trump as they signed the deal, basically supportive of what Trump and his team was able to put together and negotiate with Israel and Hamas. You know why they're basically there? Because of what Trump did in bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. It wasn't our military boots on the ground. It wasn't a declaration of war. Very simply, it was a military strike. That's all it was. They had a mission. They carried it out. They flew back home. Nobody got hurt. Well, now Iran nuclear ambitions gone. The ability to continue to enrich the necessary materials, uranium and other things, to develop nuclear weapons destroyed. Now Iran is basically surviving by selling their oil. That's it. Donald Trump calls for a boycott of other countries to stop buying Iranian oil along with Russian oil. They'll be bankrupt within weeks. All these countries basically stuck with dealing with this president. Just like these protesters on Saturday. Hate to say it, but you're stuck dealing with Donald Trump for the next 3 years and 2 months. Actually, longer than that. But it's okay. You have the right, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to look like an idiot carrying a no king sign. That's fine. Go for it. When you drive by these people, you're going to ignore them? You're going to put your thumb down? You're going to give them the number one salute? Or are you just going to ignore and bypass and just drive right by them? And when they raise their arm and want you to honk your horn, are you going to do it? Probably not. Well, we'll see how effective these protests are. But it's very, very interesting. Now, one last thing I want to get into. Let's see. Yeah, I got enough time. House Republicans press conference. So far, they've taken 8 votes in the House, 8 votes in the Senate. The Democrats refuse to budge. They're not going to vote for the continuing resolution to open the government back up. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how long this goes. Again, I think it's going to be quite a while. Now, one short story. Supreme Court is hearing a very important case. Louisiana versus Callis. A case that could completely wipe out the Voting Rights Act, where it was originally designed to protect minority voters. Well, Democrats are in a panic mode because doing away with these districts in Louisiana alone could give the Republicans 19 plus seats in next year's election. Clarence Thomas supposedly is going to be the swing vote and will be writing the majority's opinion. It's going to pass 5-4. If he does that, their opinion comes out, basically abolishing the Voting Rights Act. It's going to almost guarantee Republican control of Congress next year. Now, they're back in session right now. We'll probably be coming out with this opinion within the next couple of weeks. But if you look at these maps, people, unbelievable how this would change the congressional districts in the state of Louisiana. Absolutely amazing. And could possibly even change other states as well. California could stand to lose up to 31 congressional districts, flipping them from Democrat to Republican. All of this is happening before the 2026 election. This is going to be huge. So we'll continue following the Supreme Court's decision. Also, looking at how things are happening at the local level. Various states, lawsuits going forward, and one very interesting little twist. Remember Dominion voting machines? Just got verification this morning. Dominion has sold the company to Election Source. John Polis taking a multi-million dollar golden parachute and probably leaving the country. Going to be very, very, very interesting. The case involving him perjuring himself under oath here in Michigan, still in the process of going through the court system. House Republicans still pursuing that lawsuit. Jocelyn Benson being challenged by Pam Bondi, the United States Attorney General. We got these stories lined up. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.